and 96.9 FM,
live and local.
This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Whether you're reimagining your backyard or transforming a few acres into a field of dreams, let Prairie Land Partners show you how easy and affordable it is to own a John Deere. Go to PrairieLandPartners.com. Click on the PLP Builder to build, price, and buy a compact utility tractor, mower, gator, or skid steer. Get started today at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, January the 10th, 26 degrees with a wind chill of 20, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Daphne Mertens with Healthier Lyon County. Daphne, good morning.
Hey,
how
Daphne.
Are you?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing all right, and it sounds like Healthier Lyon County has been busy on several different fronts, and today we wanted to focus on COVID-19 free testing, and it sounds like you guys have been extremely busy since around the Thanksgiving time period with this venture.
Yeah, we definitely have. We're seeing a big increase. Healthier Lyon County has been doing some testing through the RADx grant, and the RADx grant is aimed at ensuring that all Americans have access to COVID-19 testing, so it's providing us some supplies and the ability to provide these free testing clinics here locally. Fortunately, Lyon County was one of 10 communities that were identified to have this grant and have these free testing supplies, so it's definitely keeping us busy right now.
I bet it is. We have seen, just a huge uptick in COVID-19 cases here, specifically over the past few weeks. The numbers have just skyrocketed, so I would suspect that's even added to the busyness that you have encountered over the past couple of months. And you just had one yesterday. Were you busy yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday we had a pop-up. It was a three-hour clinic, and we did over 52 tests at last count. So that was a lot of tests in a very short amount of time, and unfortunately, we weren't able to get to everybody who wanted one. There's just a huge increase and a huge demand right now for testing.
Well,
it's so hard, you know, to be able to find tests in the stores, so people are really needing these free clinics.
Yeah, getting access to the testing is something people are clamoring for, and you're right. Finding these tests in stores is virtually impossible unless you happen to walk in at the exact time that they may be restocking when that actually does happen. Let's talk about these free tests. These are rapid tests, Daphne?
Yeah, so we are doing mainly rapid tests at our offices right now. So they are self-administered. We come out to the car and give the swab and explain the process. We monitor to make sure that the test is conducted properly, which basically just means that you're going high enough in the nose when you're swabbing. And then we run the test and call them back in 15 minutes. It's all entered into the KDHE system, so if they're positive, that is accounted for as well. And also if they're negative. So it gives us a really good rate of positivity so that we know how many people are actually positive or negative in our community for COVID-19. So we also do bring in KDHE sometimes to do PCR, which is saliva testing. We believe we may be doing that this Tuesday, as long as KDHE is still able to come.
For folks that are planning to come to either the one here tomorrow or maybe one later on, that as far as the free testing events that you have, what do potential patients need to do before they come in and they get in line? What do they need to have with them, or what do they need to do as far as spacing out and things like that here so that testing is done and testing is done quickly and safely?
Yeah, so we don't actually have anybody coming into the offices, which is a good thing. We don't want to make anyone else sick, so these are drive-up tests. We conduct these at our Crosswinds office at 104 East 8th Avenue, and we have people just drive up. They remain in their car. We ask that they do not enter the building at all, and they call us to let us know that they're there. So we give our phone number, which is 620-208-3218. And we will allow them to schedule an appointment if they'd like to. We actually recommend it just because, like I said, yesterday was incredibly busy and we're seeing that slots are filling up pretty quickly. So we ask them to call during the hours that we're in the office. And we schedule them in. They pull up. They don't need to bring anything with them necessarily. They will have to fill out just some brief information. and they conduct the swab and they get to leave. The whole process only takes probably 2 or 3 minutes, I would say, 5 minutes max, and then they leave. We call them with the results.
Daphne Mertens with Healthier Lyon County. Free COVID-19 rapid testing at their outside of their offices at 104 East 8th. You mentioned you don't need to make an appointment, and there are a number of these coming up. Looks like you've got a pretty hefty schedule through the remainder of January, Daphne.
We do. We're trying to schedule out a month at a time. So for January and for most months, we do 10 to 4 on Tuesdays. And we did add those extra testing clinics because the goal of this grant and of our community right now is to get people tests who are having trouble getting to them. So those people who are at work and can't come during the day, people who need weekend tests, we've got our Sunday clinics happening from 10 to 2 on Sundays now. And then we've added some Thursday evening clinics from 5 to 7 p.m. So they can call. We do recommend that they get an appointment. If they don't, then we'll still try to serve them, but we're so busy we may not be able to get to everyone.
Looks like you've got Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, correct? You've added a Friday this week?
Yeah, we do have one extra, just this one Friday, which is an early morning, 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. Same office. We're just trying to, again, serve those going-to-work crowds who may have a concern about being exposed or someone who might have some symptoms.
Daphne, memory serves me correctly, there was a discussion, too, about, you know, expanding not only from having the clinic outside of the Crosswinds office, but taking those to a certain degree on the road with a couple of different locations. Is that going to become more prevalent here? And what do you have here for those clinics that will be taking place outside of the Crosswinds office?
Yeah, we actually have done several clinics that are off-site. We team up with just about anyone who wants to host a clinic. We bring in KDHE to do that saliva testing if possible. So you'll see us at different events throughout the community. We've also been at parent teacher conferences throughout Lyon County and just a wide variety of events serving communities that may have trouble getting to testing.
Well, with so many people wanting to get tested, unfortunately, we're in a situation where a lot of people do need actually to get tested, and you mentioned appointments are preferred, not required, but if you make an appointment, do you get long lines? How does that work from your view out there as far as people coming in their vehicles? Is there plenty of parking, and where does that line end up at?
Yeah, we try to schedule them every 15 minutes so that we don't have a lot of traffic congestion in the area, and there tends to be not too much happening. They're really not waiting very long once they get there, then maybe 5 minutes max from the time they pull up to the time they leave, unless they have multiple people in their car, which happens sometimes, and that, of course, takes a little bit longer to get through everyone. So, yeah, it doesn't tend to be a lot of traffic congestion, and they should just park at that building closest to the alley as possible so that they can get served pretty quickly.
I notice on your Facebook page you do have a list of your times and dates. If people want to get to the Healthier Lyon County Facebook page, you can see the list of times and dates for this year along with that number, 620-208-3218.
Yeah, this is a great service here, Daphne, but it sounds like you may well be busy here for several weeks. At least the early indications from local health officials are we may still be into this surge before possibly mid to late portions of February before we start seeing things ease off. You mentioned the grant here a few times with Brad-X. How much money did you wind up getting for this? And are you, at least based on your early indications, is this grant doing as it was indicated here and meeting the needs of people that may not have other means to get these COVID tests when they need them?
Yeah, this grant really was kind of twofold. So it's connected to a National Institutes of Health study, and it's managed locally through KU Med. So there's important players in this helping gather some data and do some research on the COVID-19 pandemic so that we are better prepared to move forward with this or anything else that might crop up in the future. We know that the research is really important to making sure that we have good data on this. So in addition, it's also helping for underserved communities and populations to be able to access that testing that's very important right now to slow the spread of COVID-19. So Healthier Lyon County came on last year with RADx up. It's a 2-year grant, and in total, it varies a little bit by community, but our current grant amount is just a little under $200,000, which helps us pay for some of those supplies and the people to work these clinics.
Right. If you don't mind, let me jump in real quick, because I've got a question here, too, because, you know, obviously residents have had a hard time getting those tests available here through the stores. Is there some concern now about possibly, you know, your testing supplies here through this being affected by the ongoing demand across the country? Or is your set, is your, you know, number of COVID tests pretty set now and you're not going to have any issues?
I think we're okay for now. We have a couple of different options with tests. So we do have bulk testing because we do operate under Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. So we're able to access bulk testing supplies in that way. So for us, we're probably okay for the time being. But what we have had trouble with is the take-home tests. We do like to give those to people when they can't get out to come to testing. So we have boxes of take-home tests we like to deliver or provide for businesses and organizations who may need that for staff or customers that are coming through the doors. So just like everyone else, we've seen a little bit of a decrease in trouble getting some of those at-home test kits, but our bulk tests are good.
All right, so free COVID-19 rapid testing provided by Healthier Lyon County. And this week's schedule will be tomorrow from 10 until 4, Thursday 5 until 7, Friday 6:30 a.m. until 8:30 a.m., and this Sunday from 11 until 2. And just get on the Healthier Lyon County Facebook page. They have a complete schedule. And again, this is at 104 East 8th, and appointments are preferred. Call 620-208-3218. Well, thanks for providing this very important service, Daphne, and keep up the great work. And as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ron and Chuck. Have a great day.
You too. Daphne Mertens joining us here, the grant manager with Healthier Lyon County. And again, now we'll be having this story up later today here on KVUE and KVUE.com. But at this point in time, go to the Healthier Lyon County Facebook page to get more information about exactly when those free testing opportunities are coming. Tomorrow, our newsmaker guest is Barb Lowry as we discuss the application process for fundraising through the St. Patrick's Committee. And if you want to be on the morning show for the newsmaker slot, just call us or email us and we'll get you on.
Thank you, Chuck. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE live and local, 26 degrees, wind chill of 17 at 732. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center offers innovative, cutting-edge physical therapy. From blood flow restriction rehabilitation,